This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to motivate you, while the weather is in our favor, to get outside and put the garden to bed for the year. A lot of you, especially in the Northeast, have had your first frost, and that's beginning to take things down. Some of you are very close to it, and probably one of the most important things that you should do if you have bulbs that are not going to be winter hardy and you need to bring them in the house, if they have not been killed or died back due to the cold, then you really should label them, unless they're all the same color. But if they're all different colors, what I suggest is just a little string tag that you can buy at any office supply store, and take a pencil or a magic marker and write the color and the height of that particular bulb and attach it to a leaf. And that way, when we've had a cold snap and the plant has died back to the ground, you can dig it and then attach the string tag to the bulb so that next year you'll know which one are pink, which one are red, which one are white. And that way you can plan out your garden accordingly. And plants like dahlias, that their heights range anywheres from 8, 9, 10 inches up to 6 feet, they should also be labeled by height and by color. And again, don't dig them until we've had a frost and the leaves turn brown. Now, once the leaves turn brown, you want to dig them up. Be careful. Use a pitchfork if you have it, a shovel if you don't. If you're using a shovel, go a little further away so that you don't slice into the tubers. It looks like a clump of potatoes attached to the center stem for your dahlias. And you want to dig them up, shake off the soil, and then cut the main stem down to about 3 inches, and then take that string tag and attach it to that, and that way you'll know what you have. Bring it in your garage or a tool shed or a basement and give it a chance to dry out, or if the weather's going to be nice for a few days, just leave them close to the house where you can bring them in just in case they change their mind and they're going to predict some cold weather. But in the meantime, when you go food shopping, stop in the produce department and see if you can either get grape boxes which would be a heavy-duty cardboard stapled to two wooden ends. That way you've got some good, strong containers that you can store your bulbs in. Banana boxes is what I use for the big dahlias because they've got a huge root. And then either some compost, you can use bark mulch, and you would put an inch or so of either the compost or the bark mulch, or even peat moss, on the bottom. And then buy some sulfur dust. And sulfur dust is to prevent diseases. And for the real large bulbs, you can't put them in a bag and shake it, but dust the bulbs, turn them upside down, dust the bottom, stand them up and sit them right in your containers, dust them with the sulfur, and then put an inch and a half of peat moss, compost, or some bark mulch. Make sure it isn't wet. It's got to be dry. And then on top of that, a couple pieces of newspaper, just to help hold some of the moisture in that bulb for the winter, and place them on the floor in your basement if it's not heated. If you have a crawl space underneath your home, you can put them there because that will keep them warm enough so that they don't freeze, but on the cool side so that they don't sprout. If you're harvesting glads, you're going to be in for a surprise, because when you pull the glad out of the ground, there's going to be two bulbs, one on top of the other, like a sandwich. And what you're going to do is you're going to cut off the top and about an inch from the actual bulb and get rid of the foliage. And then the bottom bulb is the one that you planted at the beginning of this year. And it has developed a brand new bulb right on top of it, and has transferred all of its energy to that new bulb. So you remove the lower bulb, you throw it in the compost pile, and then what I do to keep them from getting any diseases or insects, I'll let them air dry for the most part, and then I'll take a pair of my wife's old pantyhose and set the glad bulbs into the pantyhose, dust them with the sulfur dust, and just let them hang from the rafters in the basement, and the sulfur dust will prevent any fungus diseases. Or if you have any rose and flower dust or tomato vegetable garden dust, that will have an insecticide in it that you can dust them with. So it will take care of overwintering insects and diseases. And again, just hang them up in your basement, and that way you'll be ready to go. Other bulbs that need to be dug would be begonias. And you would store them in peat moss or compost or bark mulch. Now, if you have begonias in containers, if you have the elephant ears in containers, if you have, various types of bulbs, and I'll think of them as we get going this morning, that are in pots, bring in the pot. Let the plant get killed by the frost, and just bring them in your basement, put them on the floor, and cut off all of the foliage, and just leave them there. and the roots will go dormant, and you don't water. You let it go right to powder, and the roots will go dormant, the bulb will go dormant, and in March, you take that potted begonia. It could be cannas or calla lilies. Just bring the whole container in, and then in March, you give them a good drink first, put the pot in your sink, and really saturate the root ball, give it a chance to drink, and for the soil to be evenly moist, and then mix up some Neptune's Harvest liquid fertilizer, or Espoma Grow fertilizer in a liquid, and you saturate the pot and put them in a nice warm place. They don't need any sun till they begin to sprout. So just some place where it's warm. You can put them pot to pot, and they'll begin to grow. You keep them in the windowsill, and that way in late April or May, depending on where you live, you can get a head start by transplanting directly back into your garden. So there's a lot to do, and if we can help you, give us a call. That's what the purpose of the program is. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite. Paul Parrott here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer so it will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center, or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. So if you have a question, don't be shy. Put the cup of coffee down, the newspaper down, and give us a call, and we'll try and give you some ideas or help you with the projects that you're thinking about doing in or have to be doing in the next month or so. Daniel, who's up first this hour?
Well, first up today, we've got Karen from Massachusetts. She's got a question about some mold and then another question about her coleus.
Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul.
Hi.
Hi. I'm hiding under the blanket so the internet doesn't affect the phone call. I've got dogs all over me, so I can't get up. I've got sheets as too. So I brought in all my house plants about 3 weeks ago. I washed everything down, all the pots, sprayed everything with All Seasons oil.
Great.
And I have one entire room that is dedicated to plants. It's like being in the jungle. And I noticed that almost all of them have got this white, almost like cottony, I don't know if it's a mold or a fungus or what it is. And I'm trying to let everything dry out. And then I did dig up a coleus. That's the only one that I was worried about transplant shock, so I used the protolyzer. I swear by that stuff. And I think my question is, it's growing little flowers on the top, you know, like at the end of the year, how they start to seed.
Right.
Should I pinch those off now that it's hopefully going to be a house plant? And I think I have to move it to pure sun all day, like in the south window. I have it where it's getting just morning sun, and I think coleus is like full sun, right?
Yeah, because, see, your days are a lot shorter right now than they were during June and July, and the intensity of the sun is gone from a 100-watt light bulb to like a 60-watt light bulb.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's been a great change. Coleus can go in full sun from now until May, and by keeping him in the sun, you'll have brighter colors in the foliage. and it will help it to continue to bloom. But if you can remove the faded flowers, that way the plant, instead of making seed with the flowers, will concentrate on making some new foliage to make your plant thicker and fuller and a lot better looking. Now, I'm a little bit concerned with this white. Where is the white beginning to form? On the foliage or on the soil?
No, it's all on directly on the soil. It's almost as if they've been overwatered or something like that, but it's on all the plants, and it's just on the topsoil. It's not on any of the foliage.
Okay. I would do two things. Number one, just take a fork and scratch up the top of the soil to break apart that mold that's beginning to grow there. And you can buy at a garden center garden sulfur. It will come in a 1 pound shaker container, probably run you $5 or $6.
Can I use copper? Powdered copper?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because I have powdered copper.
Yep.
Is this almost powdery mildew, you think?
Well, powdery mildew would be on the foliage, and that's why I asked you if it was on the leaves or the soil.
I should have known that. I've listened to you for 30 years. Okay.
Yeah. It's just that what's happened is you took a plant that was outside, it was cool, and the disease spores were under control. You brought them in the house, they got some heat, and they went, aha, we're now home. So by cultivating them with like a fork to break it up, put some powdered copper or sulfur on it, that should kill that white fungus that's growing on the soil itself.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Paul.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. And if we can help you, call. Don't be shy. It's just you and me. And we could save you a lot of money by preparing your plants for the season ahead. Who knows? Is it going to be like last year where we had about 25 inches, or the year before with 100?
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. And we've been talking a little bit about storing bulbs. If you have hanging baskets that are bulbs, like some of the begonia family, you can let it get hit by the frost and then cut off all the dead and store your hanging basket in the basement and then bring it back up in March, add your water and fertilizer, and it'll come back to life. And things like fuchsia or ivy geraniums, bring them in now, hang them in a south-facing window, and they'll get acclimated, and they'll bloom till about Thanksgiving. By then, your days are short enough that they're unable to make the flower buds. But at least you'll get some nice color in your house for a while. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jim from Massachusetts, and he's got a question about using soil for a new flower bed.
Okay, Jim, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning. How are you today?
Wonderful.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
My flower beds in front of my house, they become full of roots and rocks and everything, and so I decided to dig it all out. So I dug everything out down to a depth of about 8 inches, and now I want to refill it with the proper material so I can plant some bulbs and flowers and shrubs. And I was just wondering what would be the correct procedure to do that. Also, there was a lot of, like, trap rock because there's a lot of gravel came out. And I didn't know if I should put those at the bottom of the thing for drainage or and also if I should put, like, chicken wire on it on the bottom. So if you could help me out, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. Well, chicken wire, the only thing that would do would prevent rodents from coming up from the base. And if it's going to be a flower bed or a vegetable area, then that really wouldn't be much of a concern.
Right.
And if you want a decent garden, you need to have 6 inches plus of good soil. So I would buy some screen loam. And what you do is you measure the length times the width times the depth, and it will tell you how many cubic feet of loam that you'll need. And when you go to order it, you can tell them, and that's what they will deliver to you, and they can dump it right in the hole. And then once you've spread it, add some compost to it. And there are nurseries, garden centers that will sell a screened loam that they add compost to it. And that way you'd be ready to go next year. The roots will always come up from the trees, because in that garden is where you add fertilizer to help your plants grow, where you water to help your plants grow, and the trees say, hey, I want some of that stuff. So they send out a root in there and have a little feed at the same time. So what you got to do is every year in the fall, once you've cleaned out the garden, take your rototiller, or in the spring, first thing, and till the garden. And that will break apart any of the roots that have formed from the trees during the year. And that way you can keep cutting them back and cutting them back, and it'll make your plants grow a lot easier.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Yeah, one of the local nurseries, they did sell, was like, they called it a garden compost mix or something. And
perfect.
That sounds probably what I should be using.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. And we love listening to your program every Sunday morning.
I thank you. And you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. The only thing that I would do is, after you've put that garden soil in your new bed, is sprinkle some lime over it, just to help to change the acidity. It could be on the acidic side. I mean, you won't know till you take a soil test, but just to be on the safe side, I would lime. And anybody that's got a lawn, fall is a great time to lime their lawn. That way it's got all winter for the inexpensive powdered or pelletized lime to work. You can also buy Magic Cal. You can buy Turf Turbo. All of these new hybrid limes that change the acidity a lot quicker than the granular or the powdered lime. That way you're ready to go. And if you can get your soil to a pH of 7, which is neutral, or a little bit on the acidic side, 6.5, you'll have the best growth in that bed. But if it starts to get down to 6 or 5.5, then you're really going to need to lime it heavy, because the acidity in the soil will grab a hold of the fertilizer and tie it up and prevent the plants from actually using it. So if in that area you see on the surface around it moss growing, then lime it. Now, if any of you have either a wood pellet stove, a fireplace, or a wood stove, every time you clean it out, take that ash and just spread it on your lawn, spread it in your gardens, and that will help to do the same thing as lime. A 5-gallon bucket of wood ash would be equivalent to a 50-pound bag of the old-fashioned powdered lime, and it will treat 1,000 square feet of yard or garden, and it will change the acidity in a 6-week period. So after you've pulled up all of the dead annuals, all of the dead vegetables, you've raked the garden clean, throw some wood ash in it. Now, don't overdo it like I did one year. We had a wood stove in the house, and we had a garden that was 25 feet square, and we burnt 5 cords of wood during the winter, and I probably put 3/4 of the wood ash in the vegetable garden, and the other quarter where I had moss on my lawn, and I went from 7 to 9 on the pH scale, which is wicked, wicked high, and my plants became dwarf. So I had to buy a soil acidifier to neutralize the soil to bring it back down to around 7. But I waited too long. My tomatoes only grew 2 feet tall, and nothing really grew because I put too much wood ash. In your lawn, you cannot put too much wood ash. So, you know, you buy the wood, you heat the house, and now you can take that byproduct and use it to eliminate the growth of moss, and it will neutralize your soil. When you put down your fertilizer, it will make the fertilizer work a lot better and be more efficient in your garden. The other thing that I like to do in the fall of the year is to add organic matter. And everybody that has a garden has got free organic matter coming in the form of leaves. And what I do is I rake out the garden, pull up all the old plants, get it all clean, and then I'll put the bag on my push mower and pick up the leaves. They're all shredded. At times where you get a lot of leaf drop, I will rake them, put them on the top, take them near the garden, take the lawnmower, and just drive right through the pile, blowing the shredded leaves into the vegetable garden or into the flower beds. And because they're broken up in smaller pieces, they're going to break down a lot faster. I sprinkle some lime on top of that. And if you're putting, oh, let's say 3 inches of leaves in your garden, I'll even sprinkle a little bit of compost starter, because it's got all the microbes in it to break down the leaves that you're going to put in there. Now, the one thing that you do not want to do, if you have crabgrass on your lawn and you're mowing it, do not put that bag of grass clippings in your vegetable garden, because when you're mowing, you're cutting the crabgrass top, you're removing the seed head, and if you dump it in your vegetable or your flower garden, you're going to be adding all the crabgrass seed, and you'll have weeds like you cannot believe next year. So if you've got crabgrass, the seed heads have already begun to turn red. mow it with a bagger. And if you don't have a lawnmower that has a bag attachment, see if one of your neighbors do and ask them to borrow it. And that way you can lower the blade, cut that grass really short, but you're picking up all of the seed heads, and you can throw it into a wooded area near your house. If you don't have a wooded area, put it in with the trash and get it out. But don't put it in the garden, because the seeds will germinate next year and you'll have a real problem. But leaves are great. If you live near the ocean, go and pick up seaweed and add that to the garden. And my dad and I would put 3-4 inches of seaweed that we would get at the beach that had, some of it had already dried, and we would rototill it right into the ground. And it was like adding peat moss with all the fertilizer value from the ocean. Great stuff.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
Have you been fighting diseases on your plants? Diseases like downy mildew, especially on impatiens and other bedding plants. Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide controls downy mildew and many other diseases. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid to be mixed with water and used as a foliar spray. Agrifos also controls Phytophthora and other root rot diseases. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without unsightly disease problems. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. From Monterey Lawn and Garden Products. If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number here is toll free. It's 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Catherine from Massachusetts, and she's got a question about begonias.
Catherine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I caught the tail end of your conversation about winterizing potted begonias. You said to bring them in the basement.
If it's a tuberous begonia, which is a bulb,
Okay. Then
you would let the frost knock the foliage and turn it yellow and then brown, cut it off at the soil line, and then just take the whole container and put it on the floor in your basement away from the furnace and just leave it there. And that way, next spring, all you do is you bring it upstairs, put it near a sunny window, someplace where it's warm, add a liquid food like the Neptune's Harvest or the Espoma Grow,
And
they'll come right back to life for you. And by leaving it in the pot, there's less of a chance that the bulb itself is going to rot or dry out during the winter because it's surrounded by soil. But don't water.
Oh, don't water it. Don't water it. Should I water it once before I bring it in?
No. If it's in a pot, it's probably had some rain in the last few days. Leave them outside until we've had a good hard frost. And then cut off the foliage to about like an inch or a half an inch from the top. And just put it on the floor in your basement. So any containers of summer flowering bulbs and are not winter hardy. Things like cannas or calla lilies, caladium, begonias. Bring them in and store them like that. If you leave them in your garage and your garage has no heat, then the pot's going to freeze. And when it does, then the bulb is going to rot. So it's got
to
come.
Also, it has to be in a basement that doesn't get really cold.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, that was my next question. So, okay, so not in a garage. It has to be in the basement away from the furnace.
Right. Yeah.
And does it need to be near a window for light or anything?
No,
or does
no
not
because
matter?
It doesn't need any light because the plant has no more foliage. It's all been killed. And the plant and the plant's gone dormant. So it just needs the coolness of your basement and the cold floor that it's going to be sitting on, and that will keep it dormant for a long time. When I was 13 or 14, I worked at a little farm stand right down the street from my house, and they raised a lot of cut flowers and would sell bouquets. And in the fall, after we had a killing frost, these people had a full basement with a garage door, and they could park their vehicles in it. But what we did is we went out in the field with a pickup truck, and we would dig up all of the dahlias that were in the field, cut off all the stems, shake off most of the soil, put it in a pickup truck, drive it back to the owner's home, and we would set them on the floor in their basement, and they stayed there all winter. And then in the spring, when the weather got nice, we repeated the process. We put them back in the pickup truck, took them back to the field, replanted them in rows, and we did this year after year. Some of the bulbs got really large, and we would divide them, but there's no dividing until you get ready to plant. If you divide them in the fall, you leave an opening where you made that cut, and the tubers will lose moisture and shrivel and dry. So don't divide until you get ready to plant in the springtime.
And well, thank you very much, Paul. Thank you.
I thank you. You have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.